Imagine being caught between the past and the present, between a mother's pain and a daughter's longing. On this episode of Hello Delhi, we unravel a family saga where a father's return sparks a firestorm of emotion. Can repentance truly heal all wounds? Or will the scars of abandonment tear this family apart? Don't miss this gripping episode of Hello Delhi. Greetings, my amazing, delicious family. You are welcome to another thought-provoking episode of Season 1 of Hello Delhi, the safe haven where your most personal, inspiring and challenging stories meet compassionate ear and thoughtful guidance of yours truly, Delhi Singer. Your trust is sacred here and we protect your privacy with unwavering care so you can feel completely at ease. Now, before we journey into today's meaningful exchange, let's take a moment for our quote of the day. A small germ of insight to light the path ahead. Every family has its scars. It's how we choose to heal them that defines our legacy. Let forgiveness and empathy be the thread that weaves a new tapestry of love and unity. And of course, that quote has been brought to you by Delhi Singer, Cameroonian author and TV presenter.
Hello!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That moment where we delve into the exceptional case for today. And again, it's coming from a young, amazing lady who is here to seek clarity. She writes, "Good morning, Mommy Delhi and the delicious family. Thank you for the wonderful job. You are the best. Aww. I pray I get solutions to my own case. My mother conceived me while she was in school and my dad ran away. My mother suffered to raise me up alone until I was in secondary school before my dad showed up again. My mom was so angry and didn't want to see him. After so much deliberation with my grandparents, it was agreed that my dad would start paying my school fees and other needs. My mom reluctantly agreed to it. Mind you, my dad is married, but my mom is not. My dad has been doing well since he came back to take responsibility over me, and there's nothing I ask that he does not provide. A few months later, my mom started acting funny and refusing access to me. She doesn't want my dad to visit or even talk to me on phone. I started hiding to speak or see my dad. He is a great father and he's trying his best, Mommy. When my mom discovered I was secretly seeing him, he was so furious and threatened to disown me that I don't know her pain. Mommy, I've tried begging her and over, but she won't listen. I want the two of them to be on good terms so we can have a great relationship, but my mother is the problem now. Is it bad to see my dad without her consent, and how do I convince my mom to forgive him completely? Please hide my ID." Wow, wow, wow. This is a powerful reminder of the hidden battles that families face. More on this case right after the break.
With Money Facts, sending money home just got faster. Enjoy top exchange rates, low fees, and transfers that land in under 10 minutes. Whether it's school fees in Cameroon, hospital bills in Nigeria, or family support in Ghana, MoneyFX makes every transfer count. MoneyFX, fast money transfer when it matters most.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Today we have a very sensitive case, if not properly examined, can make or mar the situation. But first, let's take a breakdown of what the case is all about. First of all, we have a young woman in her prime trying to mend the broken relationship of her parents. Then we have an absentee father who is trying to make up for the lost days. And then we have an embittered mother who is battling between forgiving an ex and then the sudden affection of her daughter towards her father. And of course, the family members seeking a middle ground of peace, solution, and of course, let's get into the nitty-gritties of this case. Let's start with the father. So we get to look at the father from two angles, young and naive, and then old and wise. We start with the first. He was young, he was naive, he ran away. And as we speak, there are loads, millions of men out there who are currently either running away or they're looking for a way back. Now let me say this to the ladies, okay? I'm meant to be talking to the father, but let me say this to the lady. There will never be any man on earth who would understand completely what pregnancy is all about. There will never be a man who would understand pregnancy for what it truly is. I'm not talking about theory. I'm talking about the practicalities of it. The placenta is always tied to the woman. And so the man will not understand it as we do, no matter how much we turn to explain to them. So it is one thing to read pregnancy from a storybook. Understand the placenta is not tied to the man. They don't understand what it means to miss a menstruation, much less hormonal imbalances and 9 months of carrying another human being inside of you. Hence, their first instinct, guess what, is to run away. The runaway because biologically they do not understand that setup. But guess what? One thing I always say, the men might not understand pregnancy biologically, but they understand pregnancy and its financial implications. So yes, for the most part, they have counted the cost of diapers, they have counted the cost of food, they have counted the cost of antenatals, they have counted all of this. And so because they have a biological clock, they count this clock. And if it is not matching, especially if the pregnancy was not planned, their first impulse and instinct is to run away. Now, I'm not giving them a pass. I'm just explaining and putting a mirror reflection of what it is so that both the men listening to me would even understand why they get to run away for those who do not understand. And of course, the women, like I was saying earlier, would understand why when pregnancy is announced, the men run away. And sometimes they run away and tell you, oh, their child will grow up and look for them. They run away and tell you, well, it is your business. They did not plan for it, so you have to, quote unquote, finish your fufu, like they always say. Sadly, let me use this opportunity, like I'm saying, talking to this father or analyzing this father's case just to talk to the men. Because guess what? It takes two to tango. It takes two to make pregnancy happen. Maybe, just maybe, you do not understand the frustration that comes alongside a naive young woman who is in love, believing all the tales, I mean the beautiful lies that you tell, only to find themselves abandoned with pregnancy, the most priceless gift that they could possibly ever give to you. Hanging in there, facing the mockery of the society, the judgment of the neighbors, the chastisement of the parents, the opportunities they get to miss. Each and every moment that they carry that pregnancy, they're thinking of the possibility of you coming back. If somebody knocks at the door, guess what? They're hoping. That's what we are hoping, that you show up. That it's you. If there's a phone call, we're hoping. Now you think about that confusion, that pain, that distrust for 9 months and sometimes plus. And even after the baby is born, you are nowhere to be found. And this woman has to carry that pregnancy, face all the battles, sometimes drop out of school, the complications of pregnancy, matter of fact, and even get to face deaths in some cases. This is how much pain is in the heart of the women that you abandon behind. Now, while I try to understand the running away because you do not have the placenta, I need you to understand the implications of these actions. You underestimate the weight of the promises that you give before sex. Now, I know that a lot of people would be like, oh, didn't you know that? Didn't you know that? Remember, this is a naive young woman, and this is even a naive young man. And so that has happened, and she has to face the consequences. And then you're showing up years and years later on. Think about what could have possibly happened from the time you left until the time you're showing up again. That is when you think you are ready to be a father. How much more of the times when you are not there? Think about what may have happened to her in those days, and the possibility of her even losing her life, going to have this priceless jewel for you. She turned her back on the world, her family, her friends, her loved ones. She chose you. But when the time came, you took to your heels. A single broken promise carries more weight than most of you men would realize. To put a woman to family way and then abandon her, expecting she will figure it out somehow. And that's what you think. I mean, you've listed all of the financial implications, knowing that she is, for the most part, not even working. Maybe some are. And then you run away. She has to figure it out by herself to manage all of what comes along with it. Then the scar that is in her heart can never be explained with forgiveness or just repentance. Let's look at it from the other angle. He is old now and he is wise. It is quite commendable. Because yes, like I said at the beginning, loads of men will run away. They will come maybe much later. Some never get to come back. Matter of fact, some are never seen. So it's quite commendable that you have come back and you're doing just the right thing. Now, trying to catch up for the lost days when you did not parent, the times when you had to buy a toy you did not, and all of that. I think it's very commendable. But I still hope you understand that just showing up again when you choose does not in any way erase the many years of bitterness, of pain, of distrust, and all whatnot that this lady has had to deal with. So yes, I do applaud the fact that you have turned up. I do applaud the fact that those of you who have come back have actually come back. But again, we have to break it down just so you understand the implications of the actions that you take while you're not there. Understand this. Fatherhood cannot be reduced to just school fees and material possessions. True responsibility also means emotional presence, protection, and healing. Perhaps you left because you were young, unprepared, and lacked vision for the future. But again, think about it. Now that you are back, understand the implication of fatherhood. And it does not just suffice for you to come build a relationship with a daughter and abandon the still grieving mother out there. So again, the real issue is not that you return, but how you returned, whether it was with humility, accountability, and that true desire to build a bridge that you once burned. It would mean the weight of the peace and trust still rests on your shoulders. So when you come back, understand that a lot is still dependent on you. Now let's touch on the mother. Your pain is real and it's very valid. You carried the full weight of raising a child alone when you should have had the support. You endured heartbreak, disappointment, and shame. And it's understandable that seeing him again reopens the old wounds. Especially, this guy is married. Again, for the most part, you might be shocked that this mother's part and this pain is the reason why she is not had a suitable companion. Now, you show up after this while, and suddenly, the daughter is seemingly closer to the father. This father that has hurt the mother for so long. This father that was never there when they needed him the most. And he is now having the affection of the daughter. Suddenly, it hurts. I understand it hurts the most. So let me break there and say something to the men. To understand what happens when they run away. I've said that, and let me add this. Understand something. A teenage woman never gets pregnant for a man she does not love. So she's naive, she's vulnerable, she's in love. At least she thinks she's in love. And the entire world does not matter because of you. So when you run away, this is the hurt that we can see clearly, like this woman or this young lady's mother is facing. And there are loads of women out there who have never truly healed because it was truly their first love. It was truly the first man they ever believed in. It was truly the first man they gave the priceless parts of their bodies to. And then they were disappointed. So when we talk about the pain of a woman who has carried a child for so long and many years and tried to, you know, nurture, put them in school, support, and do play your role as a father. So this woman is playing both the role of a man and a woman. You should understand that it's too deep. That's why we keep insisting. That's why I keep reiterating on the things I'm saying, just so you understand the gravity and the magnitude of the pain you leave behind when you disappear. So yes, I have to insist on that. But again, I wouldn't be doing good if I do not point towards the healing, forgiveness, and a way forward. Because sometimes, especially for us women, we get so carried away with the pain and forget the beauty that is ahead of us. That you were hurt does not mean your life ended. Alone, you carry the responsibility. You have been surviving in the absence of this man. Matter of fact, you have been, you're older, you're much more intelligent, you're much more exposed. Matter of fact, you know exactly what life is all about. At that stage is a whole lot you will be doing yourself a disservice, missing out on because of a man who is clearly living his life out there. I have said your pain is legit and every other woman who has been abandoned should understand, I understand you. However, there's need for healing, not for this man who ran away, for yourself and your child or the children that they abandoned behind. So yes, I'm looking at the number of years this child is in secondary school. And this woman has been bitter for at least 20 years. By holding on to anger and blocking its access, you're making your daughter carry the burden of your past. What you are doing literally is saying, my daughter, this is how much you hold on to bitterness. This is how much you hold on to pain. This is how much you hold on to unforgiveness. This is how much you hold on to bitterness. And it is not healthy for your daughter. Regardless of the pain, there's a beautiful thing in your daughter that you should see. That is what should bring our healing. And the fact that we have our own lives to lead. Plus, these people are busy living their lives at their own term. And they would only come back to give excuses, which for the most part, your daughter, our kids, will run off to get a hug that they've not gotten. From these seemingly, suddenly, and awesome dad. Now understand, you can play the role of a mother, an awesome mother, and you stretch yourself to take the responsibility that a father is meant to carry out. But guess what? You cannot become the father. So yes, there are loads of things a woman would do. There are loads of things that a woman can provide. But then there's such a thing as fatherhood that only the father can truly play that role for what it truly is. I should say this. I know that a lot of women are going to come for me. You can have a terrible partner who is an amazing dad. Your daughter thinks he's an amazing dad. So think about it. So what this means is that, yes, he can be all of what you call him, but then he is truly an amazing dad to the daughter. And your daughter should not pay for his sins or your pain. She should not be a bait in this saga that goes on. Remember, when we're talking about forgiveness, it does not mean that you're going to forget. You can hardly forget because the scars are there. It just means you're freeing yourself and letting go of the bitterness that is in you. And at the end of the day, you're the first beneficiary of that healthy environment and your daughter gets to benefit from it as well. Understand, when you prevent the contact, you risk creating resentment in your daughter towards you. Yes. Because right now she's already created a relationship and she's loving it, thinking this is the best daddy in the whole wide world. And she's rather going to see you as being selfish than as being protective. And by so doing, she's going to have a coldness of heart towards you. As a wise mother, please separate your pain from your child's right to know their father. Unless the foundation you're laying for your child is, you know, lack of forgiveness, what you're trying to make the daughter see is You know, at some point, she could truly start believing that you were the problem. Because again, she's having a relationship with the dad, and the dad is telling her things. You want the right version of the story to come from you. You want her to have the healthy impression of you as a mother. So yes, again, be the wise mother and let go for your sanity and that of your daughter. Next person we'll be addressing is the anonymous contributor, which of course is the daughter in this picture. She carries the heavy weight of it because of course she has come to seek our counsel. I salute your vulnerability, your bravery for the most part, because of course you're young and you want to hear this because you want to seek the right counsel to put your mom and dad, not necessarily in a union, of course your dad is married, but again to get that cordial relationship or the healthy relationship that is needed for co-parenting. And so again, I appreciate your coming. Hopefully you get the right counsel that you really seek. But let me break down some of the things you've said about your story a little bit more. My dad is awesome and he gives me everything I want. I start off from there because again, that's you being a bit selfish and greedy. Yeah, because think about it. Let's flip the table or the coin. Would you have said all of this about your dad if your dad did not provide everything that you wanted? Because that's it. This is you looking at yourself. You're being selfish. You're thinking it's about me now. Oh, I asked for ice cream. Dad gave it to me. I asked for a phone. He bought it for me. These are things maybe your mother has not provided for a long time. If your dad was not as providing as he is, would you still think he's an awesome dad? No, I'm not saying provision is the only thing. Maybe just the companionship. Maybe just the way he relates with you. But I'm asking, because those are the things you highlighted. Now, think of the fact that your mother has pain in her heart and he sees you jubilating with the very man who has put her through this crisis all along. And sadly, it looks like this man is having the time of his life. He missed out on your childhood, your upbringing, and suddenly he has just come and presented himself. And again, his family, your grandparents actually side with him. And that's why he has access to you. And so I talk about selfishness, not because I want you to feel terrible, but just so you see that you have focused on yourself for too long and ignored your mother's feelings. And then you go ahead to say that your mother seemed to be the problem here. Again, that's like a knife in the heart of your mother, that you do not see and understand her pain, especially as a woman too. Can you begin to imagine, I'm not talking about even a boyfriend, that your dad, as awesome as he is, you're relating with him, you're putting in everything, and the next minute he disappears and you never get to talk to him until maybe after 20 years. No conversation, no phone calls, nothing. Imagine the pain that comes along with it. And then some other person comes to tell you, oh, I met him and he gives me all of what he gives me. Think about how selfish that person would appear to you. Now, this is only a tip of the iceberg of what your mother is going through and the hurt you continuously give her. Remember, this was out of her will. So this is not what she began for. And so you get to understand that it is a wound that you as a woman too would need to help her heal. Now, one of the things you should understand as a daughter is your mother has not truly expressed how she truly feels about your dad. Your mother could not tell you because she is thinking you're still very young. Your mother has not expressed every minute of the pain she felt to you. Why? Because she does not probably want to intoxicate you with all of those things. But when you start acting like you're acting, it is very heart-wrenching for her. While I understand that you have a different relationship, you did not choose your father. She made a choice. Yes, I understand that. While I understand that you have a different relationship with your dad and you cannot feel your mother's pain, I equally want you to take some steps back and ask yourself why your mother is this bitter. And do not think it is because she's selfish. She is not the problem. Pain is the problem. Abandonment is the problem. Betrayal is the problem. And as a young girl, I need you to understand your mother's pain even more. You have a different relationship with your dad, and it's very important that this relationship is going on fine. So we are going to use your relationship with your dad and the position, the role you play in this case, to give you the solutions that would help you, and hopefully you'll come back with testimonies. Now, before we get into the solution bit of our case, I'd love for us to ponder on these few questions of ours. How can the mother's past trauma be addressed for healing and forgiveness? What strategies can mediate communication between the mother and daughter, and possibly with the father? What are the ethical implications of the daughter's contacting her father without her mother's consent, and how can conflict be minimized? What are the long-term impacts of these unresolved conflicts on the daughter's well-being and her relationship? Share your thoughts on the comment section below. You can also join us on our WhatsApp channel by scanning the QR code you see or follow the link on your screen right now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mic drop. When broken promises collide with bitter scars, must the child bleed forever? Case dissected to the bone. Here's what today's analysis laid bare. First up, a failed promise. Not fear, not naivety, but a man abandoning his word and leaving behind wounds deeper than excuses. Then comes unforgiveness. A mother's pain so heavy, it builds a wall too high for healing. A fortress that even love struggles to break. And finally, a conflicted daughter trapped in the middle, hiding her love for her father while bracing against the storm of her mother's anger. But hold up, here's the punchline. The scars of the past may belong to the parent, but the bleeding too often falls on the child.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for watching up to this point. This is about that time where we propose solution to our young anonymous contributor who is here truly seeking for ways to mend the relationship she has with her mom and her dad. And yes, straight up, the first thing I'll propose is for you, young lady, please go to your mommy and ask for forgiveness. Truly. Look for a time when she's calm and tell her you are truly sorry. Now that you understand the implication of your actions, going behind her back to talk to your daddy, somebody who has hurt her for a long time, now you know how frustrating it could be for her. Please go and ask for apology, for her mercy, her forgiveness. Why? Because it is very important for your relationship from hence. Otherwise, she would continuously look at you like somebody who has stabbed her in the back, and you're one person she does not want to break her relationship with. You mean a lot to your mother. She has sacrificially kept you up to this point in time, and so please do not act like a betrayal. Ask for her forgiveness, and I'm certain that mommy is there with open arms. Matter of fact, she's waiting for you to come and apologize for what you've done. Next, express your feelings. How you feel about the situation. So, like I said, your mommy is not calm. She is all over the place. Her emotions are legitimately so. Please, calmly tell her, gently, Mom, I see your pain. Because she must be able to relate with her. Say, Mom, I might not understand completely, but now when I look back, I see the frustration. But please, I want us to talk. I want us to have a heart-to-heart mother-daughter talk, something we've not had for a long time. Your mother would have that talk with you. In that conversation, tell her, please, I want us to have this relationship. Maybe not the most beautiful relationship given the situation that my dad is into, but I just want you to forgive him. And understand that forgiveness is not forgetfulness. But then, for the sake of my own life, for the sake of you, and for the sake of Dad, can you please let go? I say that as a mother, I say that as a woman. There's no daughter who would approach their mothers like this and their mothers would not respond, at least positively. Next thing you have to do, you have to stop the secrecy, because it does not just suffice for you to go and tell Mom, oh, Mommy, please, you know this and that, and then the next thing, you're still seen talking to your mother. So next thing you do, you stop the secrecy, but then you ask your mother, tell her you go at her terms when she wants you to communicate with your dad. That way it will build trust again, because she knows you want her to be part of your life with your daddy. The newfound intimacy, the newfound affection, the newfound relationship or bond that you're building with your daddy. Then again, you would have to talk to your father. When you talk to your father, make him understand that your mother is pained. Remind him of how much pain he put your mother through and the reason why your mother has not been able to heal up to this moment. Another thing you would have to do is to get your mother to tell you what exactly transpired. It is very important for children to understand their parents' stories, understand their battles, the battles they fought, so that they do not replicate it. Sometimes in telling the right version of the story to our kids, it is healing in itself. It is avoiding trauma that it could potentially replay in their own lives. So talk to your mother, insist. Maybe don't force it. Come when she is willing to speak and ask her, "Mom, I really want you to talk to me and tell me what it is that transpired." You would not just hear her story and understand her. You would equally learn and understand the antics of men. Understand that this could be a part that you have told. Maybe you're even in a relationship and you do not know that this is what you potentially experience. So listening to your mother's story would make you grounded, understand her, and you would exude more empathy. Because whatever it is, you would not understand her fully if you do not comprehend the depth of her pain. When she tells you, express empathy and show that you truly feel sorry for what has happened. When you fully understand her, you can then tell your daddy, "Daddy, this is actually what you did." And if your daddy hears it from you, because your daddy has come around, I think he will now find a better way of communicating. Because one of the things your daddy is doing that he does not understand, that he's compounding to what has already happened. I know that the family gave a laissez passer. I know that the family said, "Come and talk with you." But then it would still require your mother's accord for that communication to be complete. So let your daddy go back to her. Again, once again, apologize to your mother. These are things you should tell your daddy. Apologize to your mother. And then again, they can then build an understanding relationship that is healthy enough for you to be at the center. Another thing you have to do is you have to separate the battles from your bonding. While you're trying to bond with your daddy and also have a good relationship, you should separate the bonding, because these battles are real. One of the things that could possibly happen is your mother says no, your mother's heart is hardened. What will happen? You will not continuously insist on it, but you have to at some point separate yourself. Hopefully that she comes around, and I trust that she would come around. But if she does not, you would have to tactfully as a child separate yourself from putting yourself in between them. Like you become a punching bag where your dad is trying to punch, your mother is trying to punch, and then you stand at the center. You will not be able to properly do this if you do not seek the counsel of somebody who is elderly in your family. So while you run to mommy Denny to ask for these things, I don't know the setup of your family. I like to think that your grandparents are still there, or at least aunties and uncles that could mitigate in this circumstance and to help you properly position yourself in this quote-unquote saga. So yes, talk to them, to talk to your mother, to talk to your father, to bring the lasting solution that this is meant to have. And last but not the least, make sure you ask your mother what it is she truly wants. Sometimes it is not just about the rejection, but it is the need for time, acknowledgement, and a proper apology given to her by your dad. So yes, your mother is pained, but just maybe your dad has not properly apologized. And whatever it is your mom says she needs, please give her time for her to process it and for that to happen. So if she says that she wants some time, tell your daddy to take off that time. If she says that she wants very limited contact, please let that happen. And if she says, "I want us to have a tête-à-tête conversation," please let that happen. Do not push her. Do not insist on your own way. Let your mother do this at her own terms. But give it time. Time is a healer. Time will make her come around. But do not in any way serve as a betrayal to your mother.
No mouth chewing, no cutting corners. It is said, when two elephants fight, the grass suffers. A powerful recap from our host, Guide the Healing. A daughter's voice carries weight. Even a child can become a bridge of peace between parents when it's spoken with respect and humility. Truth over secrecy. No more hiding in shadows. Secrecy fuels mistrust, but transparency clears the path for trust to grow. Unforgiveness is not freedom. A mother's hurt may be heavy, but holding on to it chains the next. next generation. Forgiveness sets both parent and child free. Separate the battles. Her war with him is not yours. You can love both without carrying scars that don't belong to you. And that's the path. Healing, freedom, and a way forward. Let's go.
Oh well, these were the few solutions that I could propose. And hopefully, not just to the young amazing woman who has brought her case to us, but to the rest of you listening who have similar cases like hers. And hopefully this is the last bus stop for those of you. About time for us to get into the comment section. I love reading comment section. I always tell you that is where I get to interact with the delicious and to hear more of what it is they have to say about this same case. Our first commenter for the day is an amazing delicious. Shout out to you, Bia Tata, my darling. I see you. Bia Tata is saying that, consider your mother's feelings and the sacrifices she made for you when your dad wasn't present. There are things you might not understand yet due to your age, and your mom could be protecting you from some harsh realities about your dad's past. You are enjoying the benefits your dad is providing now, but put yourself in your mom's shoes. Try to find a peaceful resolution or support your mom through this tough time. It's possible your dad wants to reconnect with her, but she's hesitant because of the potential consequences of his current relationship. Excellent comment there. I love it. Bia Tata has touched on angles. Okay, I really love that you said that. The possibility of destroying your dad's relationship too is a thing that we did not factor. And I love that you brought that on board. Thank you so much, Bia Tata. Awesome. We have commenter 2, Jay Loretta. Jay Loretta, how are you, darling? Jay Loretta is saying, your mom was really hurt. It is not easy for her to just let go. Just give her time and keep praying for her. Let God touch her heart to allow you have a relationship with your dad. Thank you so much, Jay Loretta. I love that. You know, it's not an easy thing. So everybody keeps pointing to the fact that you're young, so you will not understand, but it's a difficult pain. The next one is Tatiana Binde. Hello, Tatiana. How are we? Tatiana is saying that you are really her problem. You don't know her pain, seriously. Children nowadays are too stubborn to listen to their mothers, especially. You don't know what transpired between them before you were birthed. You are a girl child, and I pray you don't fall victim tomorrow. The fact that he's providing now for you doesn't mean you should completely embarrass him without your mom's concern. Now, so then will poison you someday. Say, my father that, my father this. Honestly, if you may want give me headache for this kind of style, I will disown you. You go see that, yeah, Papa, you want. Oh my God. Come on, Tatiana. That was a bit too hard. Well, I get the pain and I get the frustration. I understand that some of these women speaking have faced this firsthand, and so they know exactly what they're talking about, okay? So again, pick a thing or two from there and discard the rest. I know that it's a bit hard sometimes, but please do. They're just being honest. The last commenter, we have Lafleur Doreen. Lafleur is saying that, until a man treats you like your mom, then you would understand the pain your mother went through and is still going through. Sometimes the children he has with the woman he got married to is failing him. That's why he has come back to you. Men and wickedness, now 8 and 9, story of my life. It's not easy to accept that kind of man. I said it, that some women are speaking from a place of lived experience. So you want to understand that they're not just talking from theory, okay? So, hey, it is not about men and wickedness. Come on, Lafleur. It is about this particular man that has hurt this particular woman. And it's like I always said, we do not get to generalize. Well, this was the most we had for the comment section. I know that a lot of you have comments. Yeah, we could not read every other person's comment. But hey, keep the comments coming. And of course, someday it will be your turn. That time where we get into the nuggets, yummy nuggets section. The final section for our show. Stay with us. Don't go nowhere.
With Money Facts, sending money home just got faster. Enjoy top exchange rates, low fees, and transfers that land in under 10 minutes. Whether it's school fees in Cameroon, hospital bills in Nigeria, or family support in Ghana, MoneyFX makes every transfer count. MoneyFX, fast money transfer when it matters most.
Nuggets, our first yummy nugget for today. Ladies especially, remember this. The burden of pregnancy lies on you, the woman. Now, I know that it's going to be another tug of war when I make such a statement. But understand, yes, it takes two to tango. But guess what? The men will not understand pregnancy fully. It is you to decide if pregnancy is happening. It is you to decide if you want to carry pregnancy or not. It is your body that will go through all the drama. It is your body that will go through all the pain. And even after the pregnancy, the placenta is tied to you and then the baby is still on the breast. Now you think about it. The man would contribute the sperm, but it is you, the woman, who would do most of the work. And so if pregnancy is happening, it should be your decision for that to happen. Not just for you to find yourself in a position where the man is running and then we have to throw a pity party because we did not plan for it, because we did not count the cost and all of this. I insist again, the bulk of it lies on you. Please be careful. The next yummy yogurt I'll give you, you can have a bad partner but a good parent. So do not always mix the two. Sometimes your partner is the most annoying person on earth. Matter of fact, he does not even have the bandwidth to emotionally be there for you. But when a child sets in or children come in, you see another side of them. Do not use the pain or the emotional void you have to use your children as a bait to fight your partner. It happens a lot with women. And so I always insist that, see, except for circumstances where clearly he is abusive to the children and it will be a disservice bringing him close to the children, then yes, you could put those boundaries. But if the only thing is he hurt you or she did, because of course it works both ways, please do not punish your children because of a hurt that has nothing to do directly with them. The next yummy nugget for today. If you would do something, youths listening to me, preserve yourself. Most of the issues young stars face stem from premarital sex. I need every one of you listening at this point to pause and begin to think about what I've said. You were fine until you started a relationship and started having sex. You were fine until sex got into the relationship. So think about most of the problems you have because, hey, you're meant to be going to school or at least chasing your purpose. But look at your problems. It is heartache, pregnancy that you didn't plan for. It is somebody has left me, abandoned me, and it is sicknesses, it is diseases, sex at the center. Now, I say I sound like a broken record because yes, it is sex. Everything is about sex. But again, let me be the last person to tell you, to insist on this part, that if it is up to you, young boys and young girls listening to me, keep yourself. Sex is not running away. You would have it at the right time and you will get tired of it. But if you love your future and if you love your purpose, desist from activities that would get you into premarital sex. This is not a very conventional conversation, but I keep insisting on it because again, it is still the right part to hit. Next yummy nugget. Kids are very expensive. Young stars, listen. Before you start engaging in premarital sex, in unscrupulous activities that bring about kids, count the cost. I know some of you will be like, oh, I want to have my child. Count the cost. Kids are not cheap. They are enormous responsibility. And that's why they are meant to be had in the institution of marriage. One person cannot do the job of two, regardless of how much you try. Whatever efforts you put, that would have been efforts doubled if the other person were to be there. Now think about it that way. Apart from the physical challenges that a woman faces, the financial implications of pregnancy and having kids, especially when they're unplanned, are enormous. Please count the cost. And if you count the cost and you realize, yes, at least face value, I can take care or handle a child, then you go in for it just so that tomorrow you do not have to throw a pity party, especially on social media, and every other person has to join and feast in this party when we're not part of the lovey-dovey. Again, kids are very expensive. They should be had in marriage, and two should be responsible for that action. Last but not the least, when you hold on to bitterness, you're teaching your child that some pain deserves chains. Pain deserves chains, meaning that I'm going to tie this pain, put a padlock to it, and insist on it, and forever I am not going to let go. If you're teaching them that bitterness is the way forward, you're teaching them that unforgiveness is a lifestyle. But when you release that and you let go, what you're teaching them is that peace is possible even in brokenness. And I hope that you take home that message, and that is the most we could bring as nuggets for today. Right, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we come to the end of our show. I hope you learned a thing or two, and like I always say, hopefully this is your last bus stop. As we conclude, remember that every family has its own unique story. Your experiences, your wisdom, your questions, and reach Hello Delhi. If this episode resonated with you, please like, share, and subscribe to help us reach more people. If you have a story, a dilemma, or a triumph to share, send your cases to us. Your privacy is paramount. Your story could guide others. Together, we find healing and clarity. Thank you so much for being part of today's episode and the Delicious Family. Until next time, stay blessed and shine your light. This is your intentional host, Deli Singer. I'll see you around. God bless. Hello. Hello.